Hello, everyone. This is Sing. Welcome to the Mindful Heart. Thank you for your listening and supporting. Wishing you peace and happiness. In this episode, I will introduce the content of the Heart Sutra and will take all of you to practice mindfulness meditation. Let's start reading the Heart of Prajna Paramita Sutra. There is no suffering, no accumulating, no extension, and no way, no understanding, and no attaining. Suffering, accumulating, extension, and the way are the outline of Buddhism. It explains the stages of the whole life. In Buddhism, it is called the Four Noble Truths. The first is suffering, the second is accumulating, the third is extinction, and the fourth is the way. There are many types of suffering, such as the suffering of me and people, the suffering of me and things, the suffering of me and desire, and the suffering of me and feelings. Suffering is what we are suffering now. What is the reason for it? In a way, suffering is the result. Accumulating is the cause. This is the cause and effect in the world. Cultivation of the way is the cause. The realization of extinction is the proof of immortality. The death of birth, old age, sickness, and death. There is the result. We can say that the way is the cause and extinction is the effect. In a way, it's the cause and effect of birth. Buddha said that the suffering of the painful gathering and the way is suffering persecution. It's the truth of suffering. What is the definition of suffering? It's suffering that can force the body and mind. We talked about suffering, which is to persuade you to cultivate. The Buddha became a Buddha for knowing the suffering. Meanwhile, accumulating is meant to attract sensibility. It can attract all kinds of good and evil, like a magnet, attracting both good and bad things. Our consciousness is like a warehouse where all good and bad things are hidden. However, karma gathers a sense of inspiration. We will be born in the future due to a chance meeting. It's the accumulating we should break it. The accumulating is trouble and karma. We should break it. The truth of death is extinguishment and verifiability. Death, truthfulness, and nirvana can be realized and enlightened. We have to persuade cultivation, which is extinguishment. We should prove such a beautiful world. In a beautiful state, we should go to enlightenment. However, its extinction, we have realized what is the world that has extinct life and death and extinction. Moreover, when we talked about the way can be cultivated and proved. The so-called A path included right view, right thinking, right speech, right karma, right life, right effort, right thoughts, right concentration can be cultivated and repaired. This is the way we should cultivate. Everyone has to cultivate this way. For example, the way is equal to the track of the chain, and the chain will not be dangerous if it works on the track. For instance, the way is equal to the national highway. If we can drive on the highway according to the traffic rules, it will be very safe. This is the way we have cultivated. This way, Shakyamuni Buddha has already cultivated. The Buddha's education has procedures, classifications, and rules. That means suffering included persecution. The accumulating invites sensibility. The extinction is verifiability. This is the way to cultivate nature. This is the transformation of manifestation. This is suffering, you should know. This is accumulating, you should be judged. This is extinction, you should prove. You should cultivate the way. It has been proved there is admonishment and transformation. If you have such an understanding of Buddhism and follow this procedure, you cannot go wrong. We usually talk about spiritual practice. There are suffering and karma. However, in truly prajna, there is no karma, there is no impurity. In the emptiness, now it's time to practice mindfulness meditation. In fact, mindfulness is the practice of cultivating non-judgmental awareness in day-to-day life. I will introduce you to mindfulness meditation and teach you simple, profound practice that can decrease suffering and bring you greater balance and peace. If you are feeling any signs of stress, such as anxiety, muscle tension, burnout, headaches, fatigue, difficulty in concentrating, eating problems, and sleep disturbances, mindfulness meditation can help. It can also help with the stressors associated with living with illness, chronic pain, and conditions such as asthma, cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other medical conditions. Bringing mindfulness to the body can help you learn what your body does and does not need in order to thrive. It can also reveal a great deal about your world and your life. Through mindfulness of the body, you can begin to understand how stress and anxiety affect you, and also learn how to live better, even with physical pain and illness. I will help you open the door to greater mindfulness of the body using a time-honored practice. the body scan. Now, do this practice in a relaxing environment without distractions. I suggest lying down while doing the body scan. If you find yourself sleepy, you just rather sit or stand. Now, bring your full undivided attention to this practice. Now, take a few moments to be still. Congratulate yourself for taking this time for meditation practice. Be present. Do a mindful check-in. Feeling into your body and mind. Simply allowing any waves of thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations to just be. Perhaps it's been a busy day. This is the first time you are stopping. As you begin to enter the world of being rather than doing, you may notice the trajectory of the feelings you have been carrying within you. There is no need to judge, analyze, or figure things out. Just allow yourself to be in the moment with all that's there. When you feel ready, slowly shift the focus to the breath. Now, become aware of breathing. Breathe normally and naturally. Focus on the tip of the nose of the abdomen. Breathing in and knowing you are breathing in. Now, breathing out and knowing you are breathing out. At times, the mind may wander away from awareness of breathing. When you recognize this, acknowledge wherever you went and then come back to the breath, breathing in and breathing out with awareness. Now, slowly withdraw awareness from mindful breathing. As you shift to the body scan, as you go through the body, you may come across areas that are tight or tense. If you can allow them to soften, let that happen. If you cannot, just let the sensation be. Letting them ripple in whatever direction they need to go. This applies not only to physical sensations, but also to any emotions. As you go through the body, be mindful of any physical sensations and any thoughts or emotions that may arise from sensations. Be mindful. Bring awareness to the bottom of the left foot where you feel the contact of your foot on the floor. It could be the back of the heel of the bottom of the left foot. Sensing into what is being felt. Feeling the heel, ball, and sole of the left foot. Feel into your toes and the top of the left foot and back into the Achilles tendon and up into the left ankle. Now, move your awareness up to the lower left leg, feeling into the calf and shin and their connection to the left knee. Being present, that awareness now rises up to the sign, sensing into the upper leg and its connection above into the left hip. And now, with your awareness from the left hip down to the left foot, shifting it into the right foot and bringing awareness to where you feel the contact of your right foot on the floor. It could be the back of the heel or the bottom, the right foot. Sensing into what is being felt. Feeling the heel, bone, and solar the right foot. Feel into the toes and the top of the right foot and back into the Achilles tendon and up into the right ankle. Be present. Now move your awareness up to the lower right leg, feeling into the calf and shin and their connection to the right knee. Being present. That awareness now rises up into the thigh, sensing into the upper leg and its connection above into the right hip. Now, slowly withdraw your attention from the right hip and move into the pelvic region. Be present. Sense into the systems of elimination, sexuality, and reproduction. Be present, feeling into the genitals and the anal region. Remember, being mindful to any sensations, thoughts, or emotions. Now, deepen awareness to the abdomen and into the belly. The homer digestions and assimilation feeling into your guts with awareness and letting be. Now, withdraw your awareness from the belly and move to the tailbone and begin to sense into the lower, middle, and upper parts of the back. Feeling sensations. Allow any tightness to soften and let me what's not softening. Let the awareness now shift into the chest, into the heart and lungs. Being present, feeling into the ribcage and sternum, and then into the breasts. Now, slowly withdraw attention from the chest and shift the awareness into the fingertips of the left hand, feeling into the fingers and palm, and then the back of the hand and up into the left wrist. Be present, proceed up into the forearm, elbow, and upper left arm, feeling sensations. Be mindful. Now shift awareness to the fingertips of the right hand, feeling into the fingers and palm, and then the back of the hand and up into the right wrist. Proceed up into the forearm, elbow, and upper right arm, feeling sensations. Be present. Let the awareness move into both shoulders and armpits, and then up into the neck and throat. Being present to any sensations, thoughts, or emotions. Now, bring your awareness into the jaw and then slowly into the teeth, tongue, mouth, and lips. allowing any resonating sensations to go wherever they need to go, and letting be. Feel into the cheeks, the sinus passages that go deep into the head, the eyes, and the muscles around the eyes. Feel into the forehead and the temples, being present. Now, let the awareness move into the top and back curve the head. Be present, feeling into the ears, and then inside the head, and into the brain. Being present, now expand the field of awareness to the entire body from head to toe to fingertips. Connect from the head through the neck to the shoulders, arms, hands, chest, back, belly, hips, pelvic region, legs, and feet. Now, feel the body as a whole organism with its various physical sensations, thoughts, and emotions, being present. Breathing in, feel the whole body rising and expanding on an inhalation and falling and contracting on an exhalation. Feel the body as a whole organism, being present. As you come to the end of the body scan, congratulate yourself for taking this time to be present. May you know that this is an act of love. Now, open your eyes. It's truly amazing when you get in touch with your body and discover where you are feeling. Now, write about whatever came up for you mentally, emotionally, and physically when doing this practice for the first time. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for your listening and supporting. May all beings be at peace.